7. They're under pressure.
We come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيت الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. With me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. Again, we are still in the month of mourning, still in the month of grief, the month of the tragedy of the family of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. That yes, even though Ashura has happened, Ashura is finished, the blood has stained the soil. But the family of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the family of some of the other martyrs of Karbala are still in captivity. They are still, you know, facing great trials and great tribulations, going from Kufa to Sham, and then Sham passing by, according to authentic reports, the battlefield again, seeing their loved ones again, remembering that time and remembering what happened. You know, honestly speaking, it's very difficult for us to even imagine what happened on that day. We don't know, we can't. And then obviously then returning back to Medina, seeing the mother of Abu al-Fadl Abbas alayhi salam, Umm al-Baneen, and speaking to her and telling her what happened, and so on and so forth. One of those individuals who in history is mentioned is the daughter of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, who this book that we will mention gives a different name and a different historical approach to it, which is nothing wrong. It's a different understanding and a, you know, historical discussion of who was this lady. Did Imam Hussein have a daughter by this name? And so on and so forth. So inshallah, in our next segment, we will introduce this book to our dear listeners. So please stay tuned.
Sacred texts we have received to help us understand where we came from and where we are going as a human race are most rich in helping us find our direction. They narrate stories of our past, but where have they brought us? Where are their messages now? Are we the people of belief, or have we become the people of the boxes? Is there wisdom trapped in our bookshelves? Bookshelves, bookshelves, bookshelves.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. So the book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners today is titled The Matron of Quraysh, Amina, the daughter of Al-Hussein, peace be upon him, alayhi salam, whose nickname is Sukaina. The book was written originally in Arabic by Sayyid Muhammad Ali al-Hillu, who was a very prolific writer. He has passed away, especially in history and Arabic. The book was translated into English by Mulhim Ghalib Al-Malaika. It was published by the Al-Sibtain International Foundation under the supervision of Ayatollah Sayyid Murtada Al-Musawi Al-Isfahani. On the book it says Asfahani, it should be Isfahani. The book was published in the year 2003 in the holy city of Qum by said institute. The book was edited by Salam Judy, who is a good translator. Say some brothers and sisters may have come across some of his works. So basically this book, as we mentioned, deals with the life of one of the daughters of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. So basically the author himself speaks about this book, and he says that this book that we have in front of you is an example, or one of the examples, of the struggle and confrontation we have already mentioned. Meaning that what certain things have been forged and fabricated into the story of Karbala. It is considered a new scientific attempt to repulse wrong and forgery within the frame of the confrontation between evil and good, within what is wrong and what is right. Obviously, in English, you would change that around. But anyway, The author, may God preserve him, has exerted a recognizable, distinguished scholarly effort to compose this book, making use of the major reference book connected with history, literature, and the hadith. He clearly repudiates, basically he answers the poorly composed suspicions that were raised about the household. That is the household of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He succeeded in repulsing them, demonstrating that those suspicions do not apply to the woman whom they made a target for their poisonous arrows. So basically, this is a book that is trying to defend the daughter of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, and who this person was. Was she present in Karbala and so on and so forth. So this is one of the means in which this book is intended to be written. Inshallah, in our next segment, we'll read a portion of this book for the benefit of our dear listeners. So please stay tuned. Mawlana, Mawla Hussein. Mawlana, Mawla Hussein. Mawla ya Hussein. Mawla Hussein. Mawlana, Mawla Hussein. Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. With me, Brother Yasir Ibrahim. The book that we have introduced to our dear listeners is titled The Matron of Quraysh, Amina, the daughter of Al-Hussein alayhi salam, whose nickname was Sukaina, published by the Sibtain International Institute in the holy city of Qum. So what we would like to read is from page 41, which may make the story of this book a bit more clearer to us. The story of Sukaina bint al-Husayn alayhi salam, or peace be upon them. We said, the revolution which the progeny has set against delusion and disbelief did not come to an end by killing al-Husayn and shedding the blood of his family and companions. Rather, the revolution went ablaze after their return from the bloody battle of al-Taf, that is the battle of Karbala, the battle of than the day of Ashura. Thus the speeches and announcements which Ali ibn al-Husayn made were very provocative. The ladies of the house of Prophet Zainab, Umm Kulthum, Fatima bint al-Husayn, peace be upon them all, played an effective role in exposing the truth. The memory of the nation has registered everything down to the smallest detail. The nation's imagination was filled with images of that struggle led by a group of divine Alawis. This is a very unfortunate word used in this book, but I ask for forgiveness. Alawis whose ejaculations demonstrated the right and removed the veils which the Sufyanis shed over the facts and events. The nation world maintained the sanctity of those trustees to the right. They were saints as well as warriors defending religion, and they were oppressed as well as defiant fighters who shake the earth beneath the enemy's feet, raising their voices with cries of the right that never calmed down. After such an influential role, how could the enemies of the progeny defame or degrade them, attributing them every evil and bad quality that does not conform with the divine sanctity of the Prophet's woman lot? Sukaina bint al-Husayn did not find the right opportunity to show herself on the arena of Karbala the way other al-Husaynis did. She could not inflame the public opinion by speeches and declarations, for her elders assumed that role. Anyway, the book continues on who she is and who this person actually was, whether this particular person exists or not. There's a whole discussion in this book. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to truly identify the truth with regards to the A'imma alayhi salam, and to be of those who propound the truth, but not to get too sucked into historical debates and discussions, in order that the reality and the higher realities are hidden from us. Inshallah, until next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf with Brother Yasir Ibrahim on RIB English Radio.